Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Oh, baby. Ooh. RJ Choppy might no longer be the most famous Tennessee Volunteer in the city of Dallas.
Oh, baby.
Well, I think Jason Witten is.
Is that even really Dallas? Like, I mean, he's off
Westlake.
Yeah, Argyle. Like, I mean, that's like another country, basically. Dane Brugler has his 7-round mock draft out. He made every single selection for every single team and put that out on The Athletic yesterday. So
rank the draft analysts that you trust as it stands today in order of like 1 through 4.
For like mock draft purposes, like accuracy.
Whatever you want, like their scouting of the player or mock draft.
To me, it's like Daniel Jeremiah, Lance Zierlein, and then there's everybody else is below. Like, I mean, well, Broadus, of course, Broadus is up there, but everybody else is below.
What about the first round mock guy?
Who's that? Oh, the guy who's like the accuracy one, or the guy who's been
the dude that is that everybody made fun of, like, because he had like Spencer Rattler as his best quarterback.
Oh yeah, that guy's an idiot. The Dan Kelly, like he's a total fraud.
I think RG3 said Rattler would be way better in the NFL than the pros.
Oh look,
I love Rattler. If the Cowboys take Rattler like mid round, if he makes it to the fifth, which he won't, but if he makes it there,
mid round. I think the Cowboys like him more than you do.
Oh, no, I'm saying if they can get him, they can find a way to get him because I don't have a fourth now, but they can find a way to get a fourth.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler could go as early as the second round. I think teams absolutely like him. But you know what? Chop, if Dane Brugler's right here, you will have the opportunity to take a quarterback at number 24, a quarterback that you like. Baby. Let's go down the list of just hit some of the highlights of the picks leading up to Dallas at 24. Then we'll go through the picks that he has for the Cowboys after that. Number one overall, obviously, Caleb Williams from USC. Number two, Jaden Daniels. Number three, the Patriots take Drake May. I feel like that's kind of become the consensus as we close in on the draft, right? It's just Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, and then Drake May to the Patriots. And that's sort of all just fallen into place. Where he has a bit of a different opinion. Most people you see have the Vikings trading up to 5 in their mock drafts. He has it being all 4 picks are quarterbacks to start the draft because he has the Vikings trading up to the Arizona Cardinals pick at number 4 and taking J.J. McCarthy, Sean Sharif's favorite quarterback.
Old bus driver.
It's interesting. He said that Daniel Jeremiah did a conference call through the NFL Network with a bunch of different like local media outlets the other day, and it's just like this hour-long call where beat reporters can ask him questions about the draft, and he'll do it. And somebody had asked him about the Minnesota quarterback situation, and I know you've said that Chicago to you is one of the best number one pick situations for a quarterback that we've seen in recent years. He was saying that he thinks that Minnesota is absolutely ripe for any like these quarterbacks should all be salivating to jump in and play for Minnesota, that of all the quarterback needy teams, Minnesota is the one that if you can get there, you're going to be set up really well.
Is JJ the most polarizing guy in the draft in terms of split opinion?
With quarterback or just any player?
Period.
No. Like, I mean, a lot of people – I think that people Jayden kind of centered around – well, I mean, Jayden, because of being a running quarterback, that naturally caused some split. But I think most people have him as a first-rounder at this point. I don't. I mean, I like him. But I think most people at this point agree that, all right, well, that's a first-round player. More the guys that I think cause – there's nobody like a Johnny Manziel. Like, there was half the people who talked about Johnny Manziel thought Johnny was going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and the other half thought he was going to be exactly what he ended up being. Number six, the New York Giants, because there's no quarterback there, they take Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU. Philadelphia Eagles at 22, he has them taking Amarius Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia. He's been connected to the Cowboys quite a bit. And then at number 24, there's still two quarterbacks left, Chop.
Ooh, Penix and Nix.
Bo Nix from Oregon, Michael Penix from Washington. And the pick for you at that point would be?
Oh, I would take Penix of the two.
Would you take Penix if he's sitting there at 24? Would you say, that's somebody I'll gamble on? That's somebody I'll roll the dice on?
Yeah, I would. I would. It gives you options. Now, it doesn't help your team this year, but that's why Dak, you pay him the kind of money he is making, because he's supposed to make up for it.
What would you do? Would you cry? Would you cry live on the draft show if they drafted a quarterback at 24? You would break down and melt down and leave and storm off?
No, I would just, I'd be like, okay, I mean, it's a poor use of resources. It's a poor use of resources.
You'd be furious on the fan cam. That'd be the most viewed video.
I don't think I had a meltdown when they traded for Trey Lance. I was pretty
That wasn't a real threat.
Yeah, it wasn't a threat.
That wasn't a threat. This would be like the replacement. This would be a totally different world. You would cry.
No,
it's
way.
Interesting. You say
I
it's
almost wish they would now, so you can see my reaction to it. I'd be like, stupid.
You'd be furious.
I would be
sitting there just okay.
I would be furious at the stupidity. Like, it's just it's a bad. I think Michael Penix is going to be a good player, but it's like it's just a dumb use of resources if you're trying to win right now. Ultimately,
not if you lose him.
Dane doesn't think they are going to take Michael Penix, though. He has them taking Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oklahoma. This is becoming a very trendy pick in the mock draft circles. He's big, 6'8", 322, 34-inch arms, 10-inch hands. This is a write-up. He says, ideally, the Cowboys would love to keep Tyler Smith at left guard, but it might depend on how this draft plays out. In this scenario, they add the raw but toolsy tackle who they hope will be the next Tyron Smith. Tyler Guyton, the other problem there is you are projecting a guy who the last 2 years has played one game at left tackle. So you are asking him to flip to the other side. That's the same question with Amarius Mims at Georgia. You'd be having him play from right tackle to left tackle. Even the centers that we've been talking about, Graham Barton, well, he hasn't played center since his freshman year at Duke. Jackson Powers Johnson at Oregon, well, he's got a neck problem potentially. Like, there are all these different things that you're gonna find some guys that have some sort of red flag about them. But they end up taking Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma. A few picks later, Dane has the Raiders trading up to pick 29 to get back in the first round and take Michael Penix Jr. And then Bo Nix goes to the Rams at 52. Now, this is the rest of the little rundown that he has here on the mock draft, because he goes all seven rounds here. 56, Blue Star Special, Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from NC State, which Cowboys could use a linebacker desperately right now.
Is this who brought us Loves?
Brian said this the other day, Tuesday, when we were on the draft show. He said, I'm just saying that is the closest, like the closest I've seen on tape to seeing a guy who looked like Luke Kuechly.
Woo!
And he loves it. Well, here's the problem. This is why it's a Blue Star special. And it's like, why would Luke Kuechly be sitting there for you at pick 56? Why is that the case?
Is he more Miles Jack or Jalen Smith?
Here is the write-up from Dane Brugler.
Wait for the word degenerative.
Medical history is a bright red flag after double-digit surgeries since his senior year of high school.
Double digits?
That's 10.
Minimum 10 since October 2017, he has had 10 plus surgeries.
Were any of these wisdom teeth?
Right.
Senior year of high school, tore his ACL in his right knee, required surgery. Re-injured the right knee the following summer, required another surgery. Sat out his first year at NC State. Underwent surgery on both shoulders after the 2020 season.
Okay. Great for a linebacker.
Missed most of 2021 after suffering his third shoulder dislocation, which required surgery. Had to have another surgery to repair shoulder blade issues. He will be 24 years old on draft weekend because of all the medical red.
Has anyone ever heard of somebody having a shoulder blade injury? Like I've never seen somebody break a shoulder blade.
What does Broadus say to all that?
So Broadus was told when he picked Jeremiah Trotter years ago, the doctor told him he could play 10 games or 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah Trotter played 10 years. And
so because of Jeremiah Trotter, brought us to roll the dice?
Because of Jeremiah Trotter, brought us won't just reject outright the idea of a medical guy.
Right.
He's like, I've got to really dig in deep. And so to him, he said, second round, they take chances on hurt guys all the time. They're anyway in character guys. Do it for a guy who could be really, really good.
I have no problem with their philosophy in the second round, only because their philosophy in the second round, the hit rate they have on getting guys the second contracts in the second round is about league average. So it's not like they most people miss in the second round. Like the second round's it's a lot of misses. It's less than 50%. It's about 41% hit rate in the second round. Well, and they hit about 41%.
Maybe they'd have a higher hit rate if they weren't taking a flag guy every single time in the second round. Because I'd be like, every single year,
because
like
most teams do. Most
guy.
Teams do. Take either a guy that's had a substance abuse issue or a personality issue or health issue.
I don't think at the same rate the Cowboys have. The Cowboys have like it's like six out of the last seven second round picks all have flags. Like it is that's their area where they like to do that. Really quickly running through the rest of these picks here as we wrap up the segment. Number 87, Jalen Wright, running back, Tennessee, who he would step in if that's your running back room. Jalen Wright stepping in, he's starting next year. That's a guy who is he is fast. He is a blur. He's 4.3 speed. Cowboys don't have a fourth round pick. Pick 174, they finally address center. They take Matt Lee, the center from Miami. Dane says if the Cowboys had to play a game tomorrow, the coaches would be comfortable with Brock Hoffman at center, but they address the position at some point in the draft. With his anchor and quickness, Lee is terrific value in the late fifth. And then closing out the draft with the late day three picks, Xavier Weaver, wide receiver, Colorado. Shaw Smith-Wade, cornerback, Washington State. And Javonte Jean-Baptiste, edge rusher from Notre Dame. So the Cowboys, as we've seen a lot in these mock drafts, come away with some combination in the first three rounds of offensive line, linebacker, running back.
Below the belt with Roberto, who will be part of Draft 101 live tonight on our fan cam, YouTube, and Twitch starting at 7 p.m. Do not miss that. Final hour of the show. We got a golf thief, Matt Pittman. Was he arrested at Augusta? We got NBA Hall of Famers fighting, and maybe a surprise for RJ Choppy. We'll see. Final hour from here at the Invited Celebrity Classic next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.